The Mishnah starts off at the beginning of Zvachim. Kol HaZvachim Shenizbechu Shalei Lishman Ksheirim. Any korban which is shechted, not in the name of that korban, that means he has in mind when he's shechting the korban that it should be specifically for a particular korban. Ela Shalei Olu Labayit Ksheira, says the Mishnah, it's kosher. Even if you have in mind, you're trying to shech, Rashi says, you're trying to shecht an oila, you want to shecht an oila, and you have in mind that it should be a shlomim. So the Mishnah says it's kosher. But the person who created a liability to bring this particular korban is not yotze his chiyuv because it was shalei lishma. It didn't have the maila of lishma. Except, says the Mishnah, chutz min haPesach vaChatos. Pesach and Chatos are different. That shalei lishma by Pesach and Chatos are totally possible. So the Gemara explains how do we know that altogether you need lishma by shechitas kodshim. The Gemara says in Daf Daled Amud Aleph, how do you know that a korban has to be shechted lishma? You have to, the person who does the Gemara starts off with zvicha, but it really refers to all the Daled Avodas of the korban, that is shechita, kabbalah, haylocha, and zrika. All the four are exactly the same. The Gemara brings a psukim for all of the different avodas, and the Gemara says that how do you know you need lishma by each of these avodas? The Amakra, the imzevach shlomim korbanoi shetehei zvicha l'shem shlomim. If a person brings a korban shlomim, he has to do the shechita l'shem shlomim. That is, he has to put into the korban all the power of the lishma. The Gemara goes on, and Gemara says at the end, Gemara has hope. There's a whole bunch of different things. There's a shechita and kabbalah and shlomim and oila. All the different korbanos also require. And in the end on Daf Daled Amud Beis, the Gemara says, Ela amakro zois hatoyra l'oila l'mincha v'lachatos. So the pasuk puts together all the korbanos, oila, mincha, chatas, osham, and miluim, and shlamim. And Gemara says hekeshan akosav lishlamim. All are compared. There's a hekesh to shlamim. Ma shlamim bein shinui kodesh bein shinui bailim. Whether you make a shinui kodesh bein shinui bailim, but in a lishma you need a lishma, because the lishma here is the united need to shecht the korban, the shem, the korban that it is, and you need also to shecht it l'shem, the owner of the korban. Not has to be the owner, the person who's miskaper from the korban. It has to be in his name. These are the two lishmas that you require: l'shem, the korban, and l'shem, the bailim. And if you have these two things, then everything is right. Now, from this pasuk, you learn that all the dinim of lishma apply to all the korbanos. Then the Gemara continues later on and asks about chatos. Chatos is, however, different, isn't it? Because a chatos, we said, the Mishnah says that a chatos is shalei lishma, is pasul. So what is it? Where do we learn that out from? You learn that out from pasuk. From the pasuk says, v'shochat oisa lachatos. You have the Gemara in Daf Zayin Amud Aleph, that the pasuk is in Vayikra Dalet, you have to shecht it the Shem Chatos, and the Gemara says, since it says Oisa Lachatos, that means the Shem Chatos Nishkatot L'Shem Oila Psula. They're different to all the other korbanos. Every korban which you offer up, if you do the shechita, the shaloi lishma, the korban is kosher, but loy olu labaylim l'shem chayva, the baylim do not fulfill their responsibilities by virtue of this korban because it was shaloi lishma. And by korban chatos, if it was shaloi lishma, you brought a chatos l'shem oila, then it's completely possible, and the whole korban is possible completely. The question is, and because we have a pasuk of la'ola la'chatzas la'shlamim, the same halachas apply to menachas as apply to zvachim, because we learn that out from the pasuk of la'ola la'shlamim. What's the pasuk? The pasuk says zois hatoyra la'ola v'la'chatzas v'la'osham v'la'shlamim. All are put together, and the menachas are also included here. So for menachas, from a nachas, you also have to be lishma. And if you have a minchas choite, which is from the korban oil of a yoyred, or minchas knois, which is also called a mincha of a chatos, equivalent to a chatos, it also has to be lishma. And if you do it shalei lishma, the kmitza, which is instead, the kmitza is when you take out the handful of flour or whatever it is in order to be machshir the korban, which is equivalent to the shechita of a korban. A kmitza in menachas is equivalent to the shechita in a zevach, in a korban. It has to be lishma. And if you do a minchas choite shalei lishma, it also is possible exactly the same as a zevach. And the Rambam brings this down very succinctly. The Rambam in Hilchas Psuli HaMikdash in Perek Tesvav brings down like this. It's also to think when you're doing an avoid of a korban, a machshava which is incorrect. Therefore, a korban which is shechted shalei lishmai, a mincha or a mincha shekomtza shalei lishmai, bein bezodin bein b'shogeg chayev lahashdim shara avodas lishmon. The rest has to be done lishmon, but the korban gets the pagam of the shalei lishmon. B'preiman nishtana din chatos v'pesach mikol hazvomim. So the Rambam asks, why is chatos and pesach different from all other korbanos? V'din minchas choita minchas knois mikol hamenaches, and minchas choita and minchas knois, that's the mincha of a soita, exactly the same, is different to all other menachas. V'din minchas choita minchas knois mikol hamenaches. M'pnei sh'ayin aleihem, look at them, look what the pasuk says about them. Harihu oimer, it says in the pasuk, v'chatos v'shochat oisa l'chatos. V'chatos, it says v'shochat oisa. This is Gemara, what he brought down before, the Gemara in Dav Zayin. Shetiyah shchita l'shem chatos. V'chein shar avoydas el l'shma. And all the other three avoydas of a chatos also have to be l'shma. V'nemar al chatosai, it says an chatosai, shetasa l'shem oisa chet. It also has to be for a specific avera. V'nemar v'chipir olav, shetahe l'shem ba'aleha. It also has to be l'shem ba'aleha. So you've got three l'shmas here, l'shem chatos, l'shem Hashem Oisa Chet and Hashem Bailim, and therefore if it's any of those is missing, it's possible. But then by Pesach, and then it carries on by a mincha, it says Minchas Choyte, by Minchas Choyte, it says Ki Chatos He, it is a Chatos, a Minchas Choyte, Nama Ki Minchas Knois He, it says the word He. So when it says He, it tells you that Shalal Lishma Shehei Kol Maaseh Lishma, and Shalal Lishma is possible. So the Rambam here brings down three psukim for an ordinary chatos to tell you the three dinim of the three different types of lishma that you need, the shem chatos and the shem chet and the shem bailin. And by mincha he only brings down one pasuk. Why? Because we've already got the pasuk which puts together all the korbanos, the mincha together with the shlamim and the chatos. So therefore you don't need all the three psukim to tell you the din of shalei lishma is possible by minchas chayte. It's enough by minchas chayte to know that you have one pasuk to tell you that it comes in the category of all the other zvachim which are of a chatos, which is shalei lishma. Shalei lishma is possible. That's the Rambam has one pasuk for mincha and three psukim for zvachim, and that's fine. In Rashi in Chumash, however, seems to be a bit different. Rashi and Chumash says like this in Pasuk Vayikra Hey, it says Vehevi Vayikra Hey Pasuk Yud Beis Vehevio El Hakoyim Vekomatz Hakoyim Menem Lo Kumtzoy. The Kohen takes the Kato the Minchas Choyte and takes a fistful. It says Kozo Vehikdam Isbeich Alish Hashem Chatos He. It's a Chatos. Says Rashi when Gemara says when the Pasuk says Chatos He, what does the Pasuk want to tell you? So Rashi says Chatos He. Chatos he, says Rashi, nikbetza v'niktara lishma kashera. If you do the kmitza and the haktara lishma, then it's kosher. Shalai lishma, if you do it shalai lishma, psula, it's pasul. The kmitza is the equivalent to shchita in a zevach, and the haktara is equivalent to zrika of a zevach. Kshera, if it's lishma, it's kshera. Shalai lishma, psula. If shalai lishma, it's psula. That's how Rashi brings us. That from this pasuk we learn that a mincha has got the same din as an ordinary chatos, and if it's shalai lishma, it's psula. But later on in Parashas Tzav, the pasuk brings down loy se'ofei chometz chelkav nasati ozi v'shal kodesh kadoshim hi kechatos v'cha osham. And we're talking here about teres hamincha. It's also got the din of a chatos and a osham. And here Rashi says kechatos v'cha osham. Pasuk Yud says Rashi kechatos v'cha osham minchas choita hari hi kechatos. He's telling you again that a minchas choita has got the same din as a chatos. Lefikach therefore komtza shalei lishma psula. Komtza shalei lishma is pasul. Minchas nadova. If it's a nadova, then it's got ordinary din of shalei lishma, which is kshera and le'ol le'bayim shem choyva. Again, Rashi brings two psukim. So the question is, why does Rashi need two psukim to tell you the same din that a minchas choyta is pasul altogether? It's exactly the same din. You put them twice. The pasuk brings down two things. Actually, Rabbi Kiva Eger in Menachos Dav Beis Amud Aleph asks a similar question on Tosfos, where it appears also that Tosfos wants two psukim for achatos. And Rabbi Kiva asked the same question: what do you need two psukim for minchas chayta? Since you learned, since the Rambam only brings one pasuk for a minchas chayta. Why does the Rambam bring one pasuk? Because there's a hekish to all the other korbanos; they're all the same. So therefore, minchas chayta is exactly the same as a zevach. And a zevach, you've already got your three psukim to tell you that all the different dinim of lishma are applicable. So why does Rashi here need two psukim for altogether for the din of thing? That's what we. This is the problem which we're going to try and solve in this little shir. The din of lishma, altogether you need a lishma. You need to when you do the avoda. It's not just a matter of shechita. It's when you do any of the four avodas. The four avodas have to be done with the intention that you're doing it l'shem zevach and l'shem the specific korban. All has to be done lishma. What is this din of lishma? But more specifically, what is the din of shelo lishma? How does shelo lishma damage the korban? We know that even in a korban which is a shlomim or an oila, the Mishnah says in the beginning of Zvachim that if he shechted it shelo lishma, it's kosher, but lo arulah b'ayim shem chayva. It's got a pergaminate. It's got something wrong with the korban. The korban is not the korban in its entirety and in its full goodness that you want to have the korban. What happened to the korban when you do it shelo lishma? So you could learn two ways of learning shelo lishma. You could learn shelo lishma is that since when you sanctify the korban in the first instance, that means you makdish the korban, you make it into a korban. You say harizu shlamim, you make it into a korban shlamim. You put into this korban all the lishma you need. When you say afterwards hariani sheichet the shem oila, you are mevatel the din shlamim which you've already put in. Could be that's what it is. So therefore, when you're now shechting, you're shechting a behemoth which is really a shlamim, and you're shechting it the shem oila, and you're putting in the lishma of oila, that's no good. You've messed everything up. Or you could learn differently. You could learn, is that anything right? Yeah, you could learn that you can't mess up a korban. You can't mess up a lishma. Once you've mimaktish a korban, and you put into the korban the din shlamim, that din shlamim remains forever. There's no way of getting rid of the din shlamim. What you can do is you can pasul the korban. You can put in a psul into the korban. The Torah says always that there's a din of pigul. Pigul is a korban which is that the four avodas are done with a machshava to eat the korban or to be makter the korban. Shelo bizmanai or shelo b'mkoymai. Shelo bizmanai is real pigul. Shelo b'mkoymai is a pasul without being pigul. There the Torah says lo yichashev tells you that the korban is pasul. But we have to know how. So Rabbi Chanan in Klevis Shiurim Beis, Simachov Beis, speaks about it, and it brings a Tosfos HaMenachos. Tosfos HaMenachos says like this: the Gemara says there, Toam Te'ima Psula. If you take tzitzis and you want to dye the tzitzis, the Shem tzitzis, and you dye the tzitzis, when you put the wool into the tzitzis, you have two machshavas. One is to dye the tzitzis for tzitzis, and also to check whether the dye is a good quality dye, and you want to know whether the dye. So you've got two machshavas. One is to check the dye, and the other one is to dye the shem tzitzis. So Tosfos says like this: afilu shem tzitzis, even if matam teima psula, why is teima possible? If you're trying out, you're testing out the dye, you want to know whether it's possible. So it says afilu the shem tzitzis test Tosfos, mikol mokom the shem nisoy nam avida. It's the dye has got the putting the tzitzis into the dye has a double purpose. One purpose is to the shem tzitzis, and the other purpose is the shem nisoy. Is nam apostle? It's possible. Why? Because I have a kemincha. It's like a mincha shekomtzol lishma v'shaloi lishma. It's like a mincha which you did kemitzol lishma and shaloi lishma. Avahana hanach tlas training, and these are really that's a psul. So it appears from here that the psul of lishma batzitzis and the psul of lishma by a korban is the same according to Tosfos. Tosfos says that two machshavas in tzitzis is possible, and exactly the same as two machshavas in kmitza. Comes of Chaim, and the Bechonim brings down his Rebbe, Chaim Briska, who says he doesn't understand the Tosfos. There's a vast difference between the lishma of tzitzis and the lishma of a korban. Reb Chaim says the lishma of tzitzis, all you require is that there should be lishma. The fact that you have also a machshava shelo lishma, that doesn't do any harm. As long as you have a machshava lishma, the tzitzis are good. You had your machshava for tzitzis, and you've got your machshava for tzitzis, and you have other machshavas at the same time. It doesn't disturb anybody. But by korban, if you have a machshava shelo lishma, that machshava is a machshava hapishelis. It's a machshava hapishelis that machshava is going to passel the korban. There's no comparison between tzitzis and thing. Even if you've got good machshavas by a korban, but the bad machshava is enough to passel it. Once you have a machshavas bigul to any little part of the korban, you're going to eat it shalabis manay. The korban's already passel. So that what's the comparison? So Chaim disagrees with the Tosfos vehemently. And the Brisker of the Griz in Velvo Brisker in the Sefer on the Rambam has a simon on this, and he brings down his shitta that the psul of Shaloi Lishma is mamish a psul, and he brings several rayas. He brings rayas specifically from the Rambam. The Rambam brings down in the halachas of Shaloi Lishma, he brings down like this in the Perik Shloisha Asr, the beginning of the 13th Perik of Psulei Hamukdoshi. The Rambam says like this: Shalosh Machshavas Hein. There are three Machshavas Shepoistin Esakov, which pass the Kov. Elohim, Machshavas Shinu Hashem, Umachshavas Hamokom, Umachshavas Hazman. The Rambam puts together the Machshava of Shaloi Lishma, which is Shinu Hashem, and the Machshava of Shinu Hamokom, Shinu Hazman, which is Pigul, which is mamish opposed to the korban. So you can see from here that the Rambam actually holds that the three are identical, the three go together. And not only that, but you can see it clearly from the Rambam. The Rambam brings down, when he brings the dinim of lishmo, the Rambam brings the dinim of lishmo in hirchas ma'isa korbanos. We pay dalit ma'isa korbanos. Kol hazvachim tzorach ha'ovid shetia machshavtu l'shem hazevach ul'shem ba'olov b'shas zvicha b'shas kabolos adam b'shas elocha u'b'shas rika ala mizbeach. And that in perik dalit halocha yud of ma'isa korbanos. This is here, the Rambam is telling you how to bring a korban. That's what Lishma does. And that's the din that you need to put Lishma in the korban. But if you want to say that Shaloi Lishma is a removal of the Lishma, it should also be a Ma'aseh Korbanos, because it's equivalent to the putting in the Shma, the equivalent to take out the Shma. No, he doesn't. He has the din of Shaloi Lishma in Psulei Hamukdoshim, which is a pull, and puts it together, absolutely together, with a Machshava of Pigul. That means it's exactly the same as Pigul. It's a Mamish, a Machshava HaPiselis. So the Briskerov goes with the aside that the machshava of Shaloi Lishma is a machshava hapriselis. According to the way the Briskerov learns, the machshava Shaloi Lishma is mamish a machshava hapriselis. What does that mean? That's the nafkimina lahalocha. Nafkimina lahalocha is if he mekabel the dam from a behema with a machshava of Shaloi Lishma. Even if there's dam left afterwards in the tzavor ha-behema, in the neck of the behema, you could do another kabbalah lishma. You can't rectify the korban, because in exactly the same way, if you're from a fagel korban in any one of the avodas, or any part of any one of the avodas, the korban is completely ruined. So also, since the Rambam puts together shaloi lishma and pigul, he holds that if you're in a chatos, if you do a machshava shaloi lishma in any part of any one of the korban, the whole korban becomes possible. And therefore, he will hold that that's mamish identical to the thing. Comes Rabbi Chanan. Rabbi Chanan says, I don't think it's right. According to the way the Tosfos learns, Tosfos put together a machshava of Shaloi Lishma by tzitzis, together with a machshava Shaloi Lishma of a korban. And that means what? That means that the machshava of Shaloi Lishma is mevatel the machshava of Lishma. And be'emes, it's muchach like that. On Rashi's, there's a lot of Rashi's in Zvachim, where Rashi says, in Daf Beis on the Beis, Rashi says a few times, Rashi says, Shaloi Lishma, in Divrei HaMashkil Shaloi Lishma, on Daf Beis on the Beis, Mashma, the Okar Shemayu Be'edya. Rashi says that, what does Shaloi Lishma do? It's Oker the Lishma. And Rashi again on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph also says the same thing. Rashi learns that the Shaloi Lishma is an akira of the Lishma. It's not a poisel, it's an akira of the Lishma. It takes away the Lishma. It's a very simple way of looking at things. And again, another Rashi later on, a few times Rashi brings down the same concept that the Shaloi Lishma is an akira of the Lishma. It comes out, even machata Shaloi Lishma is an akira of the Lishma. If it's an akira of the Lishma, that means, what have you got? You haven't got a Lishma. If you haven't got a Lishma, there's no reason to passel the whole korban. You passel that avoda that you're doing, you're doing an avoda without a Lishma. If you're doing an avoda without a Lishma, that avoda is passel. It doesn't passel the whole korban, and he will totally separate the musak of Shaloi Lishma from the musak of pigul. And Emes, it's a Rashi in Menachos. The Rashi in Menachos brings down the case. There's the Gemara in Daf Mem Ches Amud Beis in Menachos brings down Amanda Amu who holds that the Shlomim of Shavuos, the Kivsa Atzeres. The Kivsa Atzeres, since it's there is a hekesh between Kivsa Atzeres and the Chatos, the Kivsa Atzeres also has a din of Shelo Lishma is Pasul. Daf Memches Amud Beis. Also has a din of Shelo Lishma is Pasul. So Rashi says, what you have to do with a animal which was shechted Shelo Lishma of Kivsa Atzeres, so Rashi says, the fish ain't sofin kachim achi yivsulu belina. You have to be Pasul and belina. They have to wait overnight. Mishum bezoin kachim. Elin kum psula begufa, you can go big over tome. This Rashi is a meridika Rashi. Rashi says that where there's a psula of Shelo Lishma, you have to have ibutzur, you have to leave it overnight to become pasul. Masha ekib, a pigul and noisa, it's pasul straight away, you burn it straight away. So Rashi here is mechalik in a very strong language between shelo lishma and pigul. Rashi says shelo lishma is not a psul begufe, and pigul is a psul begufe. Mamish like the shit, the tzad of Rabbi Chonin, like we've already said before. Comes along Tosfos here, this Tosfos here, Tubatsurasa, says Tosfos. That this goes according to the man of Omar, that Shine Begufay needs the Ikeda Omar called Psula Begufay Yisarav Miyad, and that Rash, and according to Tosfos, the din of Shelo Lishma and the din of Pigul and Nois are exactly the same din. So you've got here Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos, which seems to be the same Machlokas as the Machlokas between the Briskulov and Rav Chanan. That according to Rashi, the din of Shelo Lishma is a Psul, which is not a Poisel of the Korban, it's just an absence of Lishma. So therefore the korban has to be treated in a different way, and therefore you have to have ibud tzura. It's still got Kedusha's korban in it. It's not a posel in Ganson. And Tosfos comes along and says, no, it's exactly the same as a posel. That seems to be the shit of the brisk roll, but it's exactly the same. So it seems that these are the two shitters. Another nafkimina will be between the various shitters is when we come to a case of stoma. What happens if you do Meshechta Katos and you don't have any Machshava at all? So the Chayra, if you think about it, it should create the same problem, should be created because of the two Machshava. If you have a learn like the Briskerov, where the Briskerov says that you cannot take away the Lishma of a Korban. Once a Korban has the Lishma is there always. You can pasul the korban, you can do mafagel the korban, you can make a shelo lishma, but you also pasul the korban, but you can't take away the shema. So what happens if someone shechts without any machshava at all? He doesn't say anything, he doesn't think anything, he doesn't know what he's doing, just shechts. So the Gemara, we know that Gemara is all over the place. The Gemara says that stoma is lishma. So therefore, by chatas, it should also be the same din, the stoma lishma. Nonetheless, there's a Rambam, which would seem to indicate not like that. The Rambam says, the Rambam says in Maisa Kobonos Perik Dalud, says like this. Bosa Zevach Tele Shlomo Titiya Zvicha Im Shaha Avedos Ha'arba L'Shem Shlomov. V'chein Shaha Kobonos. All Kobonos have to be Lishma. V'im Shochad V'ovad Shar Avedos Stam. What happens if a person hasn't got Machshava? Here the Rambam says the Kol Azvachim Tzorecha Ovid Shetiyah Machshavte L'Shem Korban. What happens if he doesn't have any Machshava at all? And he didn't think anything, he didn't think and he didn't say, says the Rambam, but Oila or Bishlamim Hari Heng Ksherim for Olo Labailim. By an Oila and a Kshamim, the Ksherim and the Olo Labailim Hashem Chayva. So the Kesef Mishnah comes along straight away and says, wait a minute, what about Oila and Shlamim? It says, so the Mashma, the Dafka Hana Olo Labailim Hashem Chayva. Dafka Oila and a Shlamim are Oila Labailim Hashem Chayva if he shechted them stoma. For Loi Chatzos of Pesach, not Chatzos of Pesach. But Holei said it's not true. The Kula Stamon, Kulishma Dama. Everywhere we find that Stama is Lishma. But Olo Labayim Shem Chayva. So Tzorich here, the Kesef Mishnah is Tzorich here. But it's Mashma from the Rambam. Actually, Mashma from the Rambam that a Chatos, which is Shechted Stama, is not Olo Labayim Shem Chayva. What's the Svar? The Svar is Poshut. Since an ordinary carbon, which is Shechted Shelo Lishma, is Kosher. And Olo Labayim Shem Chayva. And a chatos, which is shechted shelo lishma, is posel. So you can see that a chatos is a one madrega lower than an ordinary korban. One madrega more chomer than an ordinary korban. An ordinary korban, if shechted shelo lishma, is lo olal ban shem chayva. And a chatos, if you shechted shelo lishma, it's posel and guns, cost completely posel. So it could well be that a chatos, which is shechted, an ordinary korban, which is shechted stoma, is kosher and olal ban shem chayva. go down one madrega by chatos if it's stoma. Yes, the korban will be kosher because the stoma is always kosher. But lo yolu levayim shem korban came mashma me'arambam. And the Rogachova actually holds that that is the pshat in the Rambam. And he brings a Moira de Kiraya from a Gemara in Erevin. The Gemara in Erevin has a case where two ladies brought their kinehim be'iruv. They brought their kanim, they brought their little birds, their pigeons, for either for Zivos or for Erevin of Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. Either for Zivos, for Zovo, or for Yoledes, they had to bring kanim. And two ladies brought their birds together. Now the halacha is that a kohen decides which should be an oila, which should be a chatos. But the kohen can't decide which bird should belong to which lady. That he can't do. So the Gemara comes along and says, "Shtei noshim shelokches kineim be'eruv, oishen noshim kineim lekohen, eizah hiyah to kohen yakiv oila, eizah shiyah to yakiv chatos." On my rova, so the Rashi brings down what's going on here. Rashi brings Avisha Kol Ken Beken Bepnei Atzmei Ela Shelokham Biyachav Vosokal Em Alkocham Bikol Ken Tzorech Lasses Chatos Ve'Oila Lo Yochel Lasses Min HaKen Ho'echot Shtei Oilos Nishtei Anoshim. The Gemara brings down, so Rashi brings down Kim Grei Kfinu Ve'Enjim Shaz Nekicha. Where is it? Here's the Rashi. The kohen can't choose. So Rashi says here, that's tolon breira. If you say yes breira, then when the kohen is makrib this bird for the sake of the other each lady, they got the right lady. Comes along Tosfos, and Tosfos says he doesn't understand Rashi. Why does Rashi have to come into Breira? Why can't you say that he should be makriv in stoma? That you can be makriv stoma lishma, says Tosfos. So here you have a classic case where Rashi is talking about a case of stoma, and Rashi holds the stoma will be le'olah le'vayim shem chayvon. That's why you have to come onto Breira to decide which bird belongs to which lady. Comes along Tosfos and Tosfos says, no, stoma is kosher. Stoma is kosher for olah le'vayim shem chayvon. What do you need to come onto Breira for? Just bring up stoma. The Rogachova brings a raya from here. This is the machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. So we see from here that we have machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, a straight machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, that Rashi learns like the Rabbi Chanon, and you were. Rashi learns that Rabbi Chanon, that the psul of Shelo Lishma is a bittle of the Lishma, an akira of the Lishma, and therefore the animal remains Shelo Lishma. Therefore, if it's stoma, so stoma is no good because it's in a chatos, stoma goes down one madrega. But according to the Brisker Rav, where he holds that once you put the kedusha into a korban, the kedusha remains always in the korban. You can never get rid of the kedusha from the korban. You can passel the korban. So therefore, if you can passel the korban by stoma when he has no machshava at all, there's no pastas there. The whole lishma is there. So stoma in my chatos is 100% okay. It's fine. So we've got two shittas, which is clearly two shittas of Rishayna. It's not clear what the Rambam holds, although the diok is from the Rambam that comes out like this. That in, when we went back, let's go back to our original question on the Chumash. Rashi has two psukim for a mincha, which is a minchas chote, which is brought up shelo lishma. In the first Rashi says like this. The pasuk says, "Chatos hi." Goyidna level ki chatos hi, says Rashi. Chatos hi. Chatas hi nikmetza v'niktera lishma sheira shelay lishma psula. Rashi says both things, lishma and shelay lishma. He tells you the din that lishma is good and shelay lishma is no good. On the next Rashi in Vayikra Vav, he only brings down the din that shelay lishma is possible. Doesn't bring down the lishma is kosher. So what I want to say is that Rashi really is going lishitasei. Rashi holds that stoma by a chatos is loy olu levayim shem chayvon. So in the second Rashi is bringing down the din of shelo lishma is posel. You learn out from that posel that a shelo lishma is mamish a psul, and it's posel, and it's a bittle of the lishma, and therefore the korban is posel. The first Rashi tells you that you need a lishma, and the lishma is ksheira, and a shelo lishma is psula. If you haven't got a lishma and you haven't got a shelo lishma, you're in the middle somewhere, you should know it's no good, because only lishma is kshera. The difference in the first Rashi and the second Rashi is the first Rashi, Rashi brings down the lishma is kshera. Second Rashi doesn't bring down the lishma is kshera, only brings down shelo lishma is psula. So Rashi says you need a positive, there's a chiddush b'chatos. The chiddush b'chatos by minchas chote is that if it's stoma, it's going to be possible, not possible, it's kshera, but so therefore we need a separate possible to tell you that chiddush. That's all.